Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we celebrated over the weekend, you know, Good Friday and then Easter Sunday, celebrating the resurrection. And I just want to read to you what I read to all of our folks on Sunday morning at the Delaware campus from chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul comes back to the very heart of the gospel. And he says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain." And then he goes on to say, well, what is the gospel? What's the good news that he delivered to them? He says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preached, and so you believed." Cephas, by the way, or some say Cephas, that's Peter. James was the brother of Jesus, and then to all the apostles, and the Apostle Paul says he appeared to him last. But I just want to point out the four things that he says there. He says Jesus was of first importance. Here's what I delivered to you guys. Jesus died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. This was the plan, that Jesus would come and pay for our sins at the cross. Jesus was buried. He was taken off the tomb and then laid in a grave for 3 days, in a tomb for 3 days. And then he was raised in accordance with the scriptures. And Jesus talked about this through his ministry. It's foretold in the Old Testament that he would die and then he would come back to life. Psalm 16 talks about this, where David says, "You will not let your Holy One see corruption. You will not abandon my soul to the grave." And the Apostle Peter talks about this in Acts, where he says, you know, David died. So who's he talking about there? David's body saw corruption. He's got to be talking about someone else. And he says, this is about Jesus. So Jesus died, he was buried, he was raised, and then he appeared. He appeared to many as a testimony, a public testimony of the resurrection, as public evidence of the resurrection. He wasn't raised in secret and, you know, only one or two people heard about it or saw it. You know, the Apostle Paul says he appeared to 500, more than 500 people, many of whom are still alive at the time that Paul is writing. And that's an invitation to folks to go and test the claims for themselves. But I want to just hone in on that third one, that Jesus was raised, that Jesus Christ was raised to life, and why that's important. I told our folks on Sunday, I mean, we could have spent the whole morning simply talking about that Jesus was raised part and all that that means. But two things I said is, you know, if Jesus was raised, it means he is who he says he is. Jesus, throughout his ministry, told his disciples, right, "I'm going to die, and then I will be raised on the third day." If that didn't happen, then Jesus is not who he says he is. You stop listening to him. If it did happen, then you take him seriously and you can believe the things he said. And Jesus gave so many incredible promises. "I am the resurrection and the life," he told Martha in John chapter 11. "Anyone who lives and believes in me will never die." I mean, it's an incredible promise. It's an insane promise, unless he is who he says he is. And because of the resurrection, we can know, yeah, Jesus is who he says he is. And then I secondly quoted Tim Keller. Tim Keller was the one pastor and theologian, pastored in New York City for a long time. He was the one who, I think, coined the phrase, you know, if Jesus is alive, if Jesus was raised, then everything's going to be okay. And I know sometimes that's hard to believe in the world in which we live. We look around and we see all the brokenness, and yet we've got these promises from Jesus that he not only came the first time, that he's coming again, and he's coming again to make all things new. And we can believe that promise, that one day he will wipe every tear from our eyes, and he is going to make all things new. All sad things will come undone. You say, how do we know that? How do we know that promise is real, that we can believe it? Because again, he is who he says he is, because he walked out of the tomb. And if Jesus walked out of the tomb, we can believe his promises. And it is not an exaggeration to say, if he really is alive, then everything's going to be okay. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time just to pray and reflect. Father, we thank you for this past Easter Sunday. We thank you for Jesus' death, his burial, his resurrection, and his appearance to many. And God, I pray today for myself, for all who are listening, may the reality of the resurrection and all that that means just sit on us today. May we celebrate and rejoice that Jesus is who he says he is, and everything is going to be okay, because one day he's coming again. Father, we love you. We thank you for who you are. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.